More than 8,000 vehicles are filling the state fairgrounds everywhere you look. This is the 18th edition of the show, and event organizer Rob O'Connor feels there's something for everyone to appreciate. He admits being partial to muscle cars such as Camaros and Mustangs.
This is more than just a car show. The cars are the backdrop, but this is a festival-type atmosphere. There's so many different things to do and see. There's great food here. It's fun for the whole family.
And that's precisely what O'Connor's father, Bob, intended when he created the show. The event reels in $10 to $15 million for the local economy. They also have a history of giving back to the community.
We're hoping to break, $1.1 million, $1.2 million, depending. We have Artie's Party pinstripers come in from all over the world. They create all this cool automotive artwork. It's auctioned off, and 100% of the money goes to the local Ronald McDonald House. Last year, they raised about $70,000.
One of the more popular cars at the show was Joe Mero's Dodge Charger, better known as the General Lee from the hit TV show The Dukes of Hazzard. He says only 25 to 30 are on the road today.
It's all rotisserie restored, full frame-off restoration. If you'd like me to hit the horn.
Most of the main cast from Dukes, like John Schneider, have autographed the vehicle. Mark Schneider from Baldwinsville is not related. However, he's at the show with his 1955 turquoise and white Chevy two-door hardtop.
This whole line of us are all together. But actually, there are a lot of guys I went to high school with that have bought cars now, too, and are back into it. I never left it, but these other guys did, and now we're all back together in it.
The Syracuse Nationals runs through Sunday at the state fairgrounds in Syracuse. Even more car enthusiasts are expected to be rolling into town on Saturday. John Smith, WAER News.